The feminine symbols, the beautiful clothes and textures, the earrings, how they flash and dangle, the necklaces, the colors, the fragrance of the perfumes, the feel of the shampoos and soaps. I love the softness and smoothness of my skin. Sometimes I'll be stroking Stephen's hand for 10 minutes before I discover that it's my hand. I love how generous the skin is, how efficiently my organs work, the elegance of my legs. Sometimes as I raise my arm reaching for a sweater, I happen to see my breasts, and the delight that I experience is immense. How is it possible to project such a gorgeous body, I think? How beautiful and strange. When Stephen touches me, it's shock and surprise over and over. I don't interrupt it by thinking about its end. I give myself no internal explanation of what is happening, what the touch means. I just feel its power and warmth, the inner strength with each wave of feeling. It's the experience of opening to the beloved. It's everything. It's the unknown, the uncensored, the unending, the not to be survived, opening fearlessly to the next wave and the next. Each response that appears in reaction to the touch in touching the other is a mystery. And just when I think that it can't open anymore, it opens again. I don't know what it is or what I'm touching or what is touching me. I only know that it's always new and good beyond explanation, and I love the textures, shapes, softnesses, smells, flavors, the natural fit and flow of each part, the other's reaction to it, his strength to receive. It's all one intensity, and body becomes like a wire filled with electricity, a live electrical cord without conduit to hold it in place. And I never know or care where the body, my body, his, will go, or what is happening, or what will happen. Awareness is always alive, awake in the stillness, unaffected, ever-present, noticing, focusing, watching, as that timeless change, as its own miracle.
The world is sacred. It can't be improved. If you tamper with it, you'll ruin it. If you treat it like an object, you'll lose it.
The world is perfect. As you question your mind, this becomes more and more obvious. Mind changes, and as a result, the world changes. A clear mind heals everything that needs to be healed. It can never be fooled into believing that there is one speck out of order. But some people take the insight that the world is perfect and make it into a concept, and then they conclude that there's no need to get involved in politics or social action. That's separation. If someone came to you and said, "I'm suffering, please help me," would you answer, "You're perfect just the way you are," and turn away? Our heart naturally responds to people and animals in need. Realization has no value until it's lived. I would travel to the ends of the earth for the sake of one person who is suffering. The desperate, the hopeless, are unenlightened cells of my own body. It's my own body I'm talking about. The body of the world is my body. Would I let myself drown in water that doesn't exist? Would I let myself die in an imagined torture chamber? My God, I think there's someone out there who really believes there's a problem. How can I say no when that person asks for help? That would be saying no to myself. So I say yes, and I go if I can. It's a privilege. It's more than that. It's self-love. People are perfect just the way they are, however deeply they're suffering, but they don't realize that yet. So when I meet someone who's suffering, I don't say, "Oh, there's no problem. Everything is perfect." Though I can see that there's never a problem, and I'm available to help him see that, telling him what I see would be unkind. That part of my body is suffering. Everything is not perfect for him, because he believes it's not. I too have been trapped in the torture chamber of the mind. I hear what he thinks he needs. I hear his sadness or despair, and I'm available. That's full-blown activism. In the presence of someone who doesn't see a problem, the problem falls away, which shows you that there isn't a problem. People ask me, how can you listen to all these problems day after day, year after year? Doesn't it drain your energy? Well, it doesn't. I've questioned my stressful thoughts, and I've seen that every single one of them is untrue. Every thought that used to look like a poisonous snake is actually a rope. I could stand over that rope for 1,000 years and never be frightened of it again. I see clearly what some people don't see yet for themselves. Everyone in the world might come upon that rope and run screaming the other way, and I wouldn't be afraid for them, feel sorry for them, or worry about them at all, because I realize that they're not in danger. They're absolutely not in harm's way. As they cry, snake, I see only rope. If you have a problem with people or with the state of the world, I invite you to put your stressful thoughts on paper and question them, and to do it for the love of truth. Not in order to save the world. Turn it around. Save your own world. Isn't that why you want to save the world in the first place? So that you can be happy? Well, skip the middleman and be happy from here. You're it. You're the one. In this turnaround, you remain active, but there's no fear in it, no internal war. So it ceases to be war trying to teach peace. War can't teach peace. Only peace can. I don't try to change the world, not ever. The world changes by itself, and I'm a part of that change. I'm absolutely, totally a lover of what is. When people ask me for help, I say yes. We inquire, and they begin to end their suffering, and in that, they begin to end the suffering of the world. I stand in my own truth and don't presume to know what's best for the planet. Knowing that the world is perfect doesn't mean